This is Healthy Children with Melanie Cole and expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
You know, the holidays are coming up, and there's so many things to think about as a parent. There is sunscreen and bug protection, and of course, fireworks, the ever-present danger at night that your kids want to be involved in, they want to watch. And my guest today, Dr. Deborah Mulligan, director of the Institute for Child Health Policy. Dr. Mulligan, so let's just go ahead and start with fireworks, and then we can get into some of the bug protection and such. So fireworks, it's fun to watch. They're great fun to watch. Your neighbors sometimes shoot them off. What do you want people to know about the dangers of these things?
Right. Well, you're right. Fireworks and big, bold, patriotic music, that's all part of the celebration that we look forward to every Independence Day. And yet, the thrill of fireworks can also bring pain. To that point, there's almost 10,000 injuries that were treated in U.S. hospitals last year. So just the points we want them to remember, leave fireworks to the professionals. The best way to protect your family is not to use fireworks at home. Instead, go to those big parks and beaches and watch the gorgeous fireworks with them that are sure to be legal in your area. You know, if it explodes or goes up in the air, that is probably illegal. So you want to stay away from those. Be extra careful with sparklers. Sparklers can literally get to temperatures up to 2,000 degrees, which is enough to melt metal and glass. So make sure, you know, little ones with their tiny arms are too short to hold sparklers. So why not do something else instead with them? How about glow sticks? That's just as pretty and fun, and it won't be potentially harmful to their arms and so forth. Adults should always supervise children at fireworks time. We had a terrible accident or incident last year with a 13-year-old boy who did just what we said not to do. He was innocently playing with a friend. His friend handed him over one of the fireworks. He took the firework in his hand and at the end lost an eye and his hand. So again, do not let kids play with fireworks by themselves. Be ready to attend to any accident or injury, meaning when the fireworks go off, make sure everybody's lit it and moved away. Make sure you have a bucket of water, a fire extinguisher, know how to use a fire extinguisher, and a garden hose to put these things out if needs be. And please, alcohol and fireworks do not mix. Save your alcohol for after the show.
Absolutely great advice. And the fact is that when we saw our neighbors at a lake once using the fireworks off their pier, and we're like, oh, that's nice and safe because they're doing it into the lake and it's out into the water. It's not going to start any fires. Well, those things go in all different directions and you never know. Mm-hmm. And this one man started running down the pier because the firework was coming after him and he jumped in the water as it hit him. And,
oh, no.
You know, so it hit him, but I saw his kids running. People were ducking. I mean, they go all over the place. Bottle rockets shoot in every different direction. So really, yeah, the best advice is just leave it to the pros and watch them, yes, somewhere where it's being done.
Right, absolutely.
That's, I think, great. Now I want to move on to holiday bug stuff, because right now the bugs are getting pretty hefty, and there was a lot of rain in the spring, and now there's mosquitoes around, and everyone's afraid of Zika. And so, I mean, especially when you're sitting there watching fireworks, the bugs are going to be crazy.
Especially at night, you're right. And Lyme, West Nile, chikungunya, dengue are all in the same lineup with Zika. And, you know, the list just seems to be getting longer and longer and scarier every year. So whether you're enjoying, as you say, the great outdoors in your backyard, or in my case, the subtropical environment that we live in, you want to make sure that you're using the most effective protection from those biting bugs. And that could also include ticks, by the way, so let's not forget our little tick friends. But in terms of the mosquitoes, believe it or not, there's over 3,000 named species of mosquito, and only a couple of them even want to bother with humans. But the ones that do, of course, carry these horrible diseases. So to be bug safe, you want to be aware of the areas in your environment, so those areas you can control, like in your backyard. Get rid of stagnant water. That would be in tires or bird baths or anywhere where the water's sitting, just toss it. If it's a bird bath or a fish pond, make sure you're keeping it clean. Make sure that the window screens are fitted and repaired in your home. And don't, even though they're cute, you know, avoid putting bright, flowery, cute little colorful things on the kids, because that attracts bees and mosquitoes and other little insects, because, of course, they like the colors, too, and they think the child's a little flower running around. do not, please do not combine sunscreen and insect repellent. Making that combination is not helpful. Apply the sunscreen and then wait a while and then put on the insect repellent. So again, please don't mix them. You know, just because it's got DEET in it, you want to make sure that you're using the correct amount. Just because it's a higher percentage doesn't mean it's more effective. So the recommendation is that for children older than 2 months of age, use 10 to 30% DEET, and that anything more should not, or DEET period, should not be used in children younger than 2 months of age. So for them, you're going to want to have the netting across their bassinet. You want to have them in a protected environment. You cannot put DEET on a baby, an infant baby.
And then, so you can't. That's something people don't know.
Right. And then, you know, there's a lot of natural repellents out there. So make sure you understand the effectiveness. You know, typically it's tea tree oil or citronella or lemongrass, rosemary, and they all claim to help ward off mosquitoes. But, you know, not all of them are as effective as they're different types, not as effective necessarily, depending on the product. Some of them have to be reapplied frequently, and in some cases it even creates a little burning rash on kids. There's a neat place, Consumer Product Safety Council. If you go there, they did a really nice analysis of all the different repellents that are out there for effectiveness and appropriate application.
So, Dr. Mulligan, what about bee stings? My daughter got stung by a bumblebee, no less, because there isn't even that many of them around. And, of course, they die after being stung, but not those little sweat bees. They can sting it 12 times and fly around. And
yeah,
sometimes I think they do
too.
It just for spite, seriously.
Just because they're mean?
Yeah.
There's some that actually live in the mud. So in the southern states, for example, the yellow jackets and the wasps will be in the mud, in the ground. And you could easily be doing some pruning in the backyard, some kind of gardening, and upset a nest. And they'll keep stinging you. You're right. So what is your question about that?
Well, what do you do? I mean, do these bug repellents don't seem to keep a bee from stinging? You could be sitting on a boat, you could be sitting on a beach and get stung by a bee. Is there anything we're supposed to do about it if you don't have like an allergy, if you know your kids don't have allergy?
Right, then that's the key. If you have an allergy, you need to have an EpiPen on hand for the adult or EpiPen Junior, depending on the size of the child. That needs to be on hand. If they're stung multiple times, that in itself can present a medical problem, and they should probably be seen by their doctor or emergency department, depending on the symptoms they present with after they've been stung multiple times. But in general terms, you can just get like a credit card and brush it off. So as soon as you remove the stinger, that removes the irritant that's causing the reaction, the pain, and the irritation in that area. Maybe put like a little bit, clean it gently with some gentle soap, and then perhaps if it's really bothering the child, put a little cortisone cream or a little antihistamine cream on there, and that should do the trick.
So wrap it up, 30 seconds, Dr. Mulligan, just holiday safety.
The biggest one right now is going to be the mosquito bites and the fireworks. Leave the fireworks up to the professionals. Use glow sticks instead of sparklers. If you are going to do fireworks, despite what we're sharing at home, make sure you're ready for any untoward accident or injury with the things that we mentioned. Do not drink and shoot alcohol and shoot fireworks off. Make sure that for the kids that you've attended to their clothing, their environment, application of bug repellents to minimize the ability of mosquitoes, which come out at night, to bite the kids.
That's great advice, and we hope that everyone has a nice, safe holiday. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Stay well.